Jesus promised us that if we put our trust in him, then he'd give us an abundant life. Someone once asked me, well, what does that look like? And that's a very good question. What is your abundant life in Christ actually meant to look like? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. It's funny the things that get handed down to us from our parents. We, as their children, are living their legacy. I miraculously share the DNA of both my mother and my father, woven together uniquely to make me, me. The same is true of you. Then as we grow up, they teach us how to live. Without even thinking about it, we take on their mannerisms and their morality, morphing into who we become through both their nature and their nurture. It's an incredible process when you think about it. Then in the next generations, that whole thing repeats itself again and again. Truly miraculous. And when you stop to think about it, the same is true in our relationship with God. He is our Father. We've been made in His image, the image of an abundantly creative, an abundantly generous, an abundantly loving God. That same nature and nurture imprinting that happens from our parents to us is meant to happen from God to us. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. You are God's dear children. So try to be like him. Live a life of love. Love others just as Christ loved us. Hey, he gave himself for us, a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice to God. What does it look like for you and me to live the abundant life that Jesus promised us in John chapter 10, verse 10? I think it happens when we set out to be like God, when we set out to be abundantly creative, abundantly generous, and abundantly loving, just like him. I came, said Jesus, that you may have life in all its abundance. That's God's word fresh for you today. The thing that breaks this imprinting cycle, when you think about it, is our sin. I know, we don't like to think about that. We want to sweep it under the carpet. But let me say this plainly, our sin robs us of the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of a special edition book called Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and for All. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.